Say Yes to the Dress by Allison Luterman. And in this episode, a woman of 45 whose face says, "This cake is stale," whose face says, "Just tell me how much it costs," whose face, if you knew how to feel, would make you ashamed not to overtip your waitress. This woman, hauling her two teenage daughters, her mother, her sister, and an aunt — all brides have entourages, it's some kind of law — announces she wants to walk down the aisle in a ball gown. She wants something poofy, like Cinderella. Even though everyone is telling her a middle-aged bride should wear a sheath, something knife-like and discreet and lethal. Even though she and her fiancé were both recently laid off, and she's been living with this guy for 15 years, arguing about bills and laundry, they have children together, they have a house, which they might lose, and God knows why they're even getting married now, neither one has health insurance still. It's her one big day, and she's determined to have it. So dress after dress is trotted out. T-length confections of satin and tulle, strapless numbers ribboned and ruched, and the words shirred and scalloped and pintucked are used and found wanting. The sales lady is practically drowning in a magnificent tumble of glossy, rejected fabrics, leaving the viewer to imagine the texture of this woman's disappointments. Her lower lip trembles. She only has $2,000 to spend, which in the parlance of this show is peanuts. Still, a girl has a right, doesn't she? Doesn't she? The flight attendant trundles by, offering peanuts and headphones, and I'm thinking, say yes, 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 yes to the sacred, dreaded threshold. Yes to being shredded like a negligee and scattered like seed pearls. And we're a mile up in the sky where, even in June, there's a frieze of lace over the rough brown breasts of the Rockies. The plane tilts and rights itself so quietly we don't even notice, dozing as we are in a hive of white noise. Suspended, blind, over the deserts and mountains and fruited plains of our inheritance. Americans, with not quite enough leg room, frowning or chuckling in front of our separate screens, entitled to our dreams and dreaming them.